Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of the greatest mass movements, certainly one of the most consequential mass movements in all of American history, began with some memorable words. In the first issue of a magazine that really did end up changing the world, the editor-publisher wrote, "I do not wish to think or speak or write with moderation. I am in earnest. I will not equivocate. I will not excuse. I will not retreat a single inch, and I will be heard." Are those words familiar to you at all? Well, they should be. They should.
Yes, I didn't write them, but I did include them in my new book about William Lloyd Garrison, Frederick Douglass, and Maria Weston Chapman.
Yes, of course you did. Let me give you a proper introduction. This is Linda Hirschman. She is the author of many books and influential books. She is a legal scholar and a cultural historian, as well as a best-selling author. And her new book is called The Color of Abolition. And it is how a printer, a prophet, and a contessa moved a nation. It's about something that the American people need to know more about. You also have a piece in Atlantic about the struggle for democracy. What's the particular relevance and importance of recalling the abolition movement, the long struggle to get rid of the evil institution of slavery? Why is that relevant to us today?
Well, it's relevant today because the forces of a multiracial, democratic, self-governing nation are on the defense today, and they were very much marginal and weak contenders in the beginning of abolition when William Lloyd Garrison wrote those words. So I believe that the movement, the abolitionist movement that I chronicle in my book, can teach us how a movement for greater self-governance and for human rights, in the case of abolition, can actually succeed, how they did it. So, right now, I'm sure that Democrats in particular and liberals and progressives and people resisting the attack on democracy, regardless of their ideology, are feeling very beleaguered. And the abolitionists were very beleaguered. So I want to share with people the hopeful story of how the good guys won.
Well, they did, and the words, that was from the first issue of The Liberator, which was originally just a tiny little publication, and the story is there in the book, The Color of Abolition. And William Lloyd Garrison was 25 when he wrote those words, and it's one of those passages that just cries to be read aloud because of its eloquence and its moral fervor and its force. But you're not suggesting, are you, that we have any massive wrong, single institution that is anywhere as devastating and vicious and evil as slavery, are you?
No, that's sort of the American version of Godwin's rule, right? You should never compare something to slavery. Slavery was the mortal sin of the American Republic, and of unparalleled evil. However, the way that the slave power maintained its grip over the whole country for decades and centuries is relevant to today. even though the evil is not as concentrated or as deep. So what interested me in terms of thinking about today is the way that a minority, I mean, the enslavers in the states of the old Confederacy were a minority of Americans. Even if you counted their enslaved people as three-fifths for purposes of assigning representation in the House of Representatives, they were still a minority. And yet, enslavers were presidents of the United States almost without exception until the Civil War for the first, 75 years of the American Republic. And they dominated the Senate. And they
give the Adams some credit for being exceptions to that.
It is the New England, John Adams, and his son, John Quincy Adams, who are the exception to that rule. But if you look at the demographics, you would think that the odds would be that people who did not hold other human beings as chattels would have occupied the White House more than twice in 75 years.
Yeah.
They controlled the Supreme Court because they controlled the White House and the United States Senate. They also controlled the Supreme Court. And ultimately, at the end of my book, in the Dred Scott decision in 1857, the Supreme Court tried to put an ironclad stranglehold over the forces of abolition and to rule out any attack on slavery at all as a matter of constitutional fiat. So a lot of these behaviors that I describe from the 19th century are what's happening now.
Well, before we get to what's happening now, the book itself and the story is a story that every American should know. And frankly, for people who are very doubtful about the 1619 Project, as I am, one of the things that this book helps to supplement and to, in effect, correct is how deeply devoted some of these families. One of the things that is striking to me about Maria Weston Chapman, who is the Contessa, she was referred to, that was her nickname, but I didn't know about her. I know, of course, about William Lloyd Garrison and Frederick Douglass, the other two people you portray. But she came, and her husband came, from families that have been steeped in abolitionism, and this is even before the Liberator in 1831. And for families that worked year after year after year without discouragement and without giving up and with fervent dedication and gathering force until finally it turned political with the creation of the Republican Party. Which again is its own story that you talk about, because the Republican Party was not created by Abraham Lincoln. He was a Whig, but he came to the Republican Party partially because they were talking about politics, and most of them had been politicians for either the Whig Party. Some of them were former Democrats. Some of them were former American Party people, but. What do you say to those people who say it shouldn't have taken this long if there wasn't such a moralistic and religious and uncompromising edge to the abolition movement?
I think it took all of the forces, right? You're talking about there were a dozen white men, not to put too fine a point on it, and a handful of black men who were or were not included in the original board of directors who formed the first modern anti-slavery society in America. 12 people in the basement of a black church on a dark and honest to God, a dark and stormy night. And 30 years later, became the Emancipation Proclamation. So it took every force that you just described to achieve that amazing and miraculous end. It took black people, it took white people, it took men, it took women.
And by the way, and this is a story that is so exciting and it is so moving, The Color of Abolition, three portraits of leading forces in the abolition movement. Linda Hirschman, and we're glad to post your book on our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Mann. Red Veg Show, Marjorie Taylor Greene has become a darling of an outspokenly right wing. I don't want to say conservative because I don't think that's accurate, but a right wing faction in the Republican Party. She's developed all kinds of controversies, and the most recent controversy began when there was a complaint from Congressman Troy Niels of Texas, and he claimed on a Twitter thread Tuesday that, quote, Capitol Police entered my office without my knowledge and photographed confidential legislative products. And they then took photographs of a whiteboard. He later told Fox News he was being targeted and accused by Pelosi of weaponizing the Capitol Police to silence him. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger responded in a statement that an officer had conducted a security check of an office after a door was left wide open. The United States Capitol Police are sworn to protect members of Congress. It is a member's, if a member's office is left open, this is a statement from the Capitol Police, and unsecured without anyone inside the office. USCP officers are directed to document that and to secure the office and to ensure that nobody can wander in and steal or do anything else nefarious. And the Monday after the agent stepped into Nail's office, Manger added, Capitol Police personnel followed up with the lawmaker's staff about the issue to determine that no further action or investigation was needed, and that they basically wanted to make sure that the door wasn't left open or ajar, because who knows who walks down the hallways of these Capitol office buildings, and someone can just walk in and, yes, take something or do some damage. And, okay, doesn't seem upsetting to me, but it was very upsetting to Marjorie Taylor Greene, who made a statement that has gone very, very viral, because it's kind of amusing, about how the tactics of the Capitol Police were very much like Hitler's elite Gestapo, except it didn't come out that way. It came out this way. Listen.
Not only do we have the D.C. jail, which is the D.C. gulag, but now we have Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police spying on members of Congress, spying on the legislative work that we do, spying on our staff, and spying on American citizens that want to come talk to their representatives.
Okay. The gazpacho police. By the way, I'm thinking that there will probably be, with Latin music being very popular today, there has to be a rock group or a pop music group called the gazpacho police.
Gazpacho police.
Yeah. She of course meant Gestapo, but the reaction to this has been very, very strong. As there was a comedian named Noel Kassler who said, sure, the gazpacho police are bad, but the elite vichyssoise inspired pureed terror. Okay, this is a kind of amusing mistake. And the point is, it goes along with her prior comments about Jewish space lasers having been aimed back down to Earth to create the California brush fires. She's also indicated she might consider a presidential campaign. I know that comedians are absolutely hoping that that will be the case. In terms of Congressman Nails, the way that this worked out is congressional leaders in both parties condemned Greene last spring for comparing coronavirus restrictions in the U.S. Capitol
with what Jewish people suffered during the Holocaust. In the summer, weeks after she visited the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum and apologized for comparing mask requirements with Nazis forcing Jews to wear the Star of David badges and calling gas chambers exactly the type of abuse Pelosi is talking about. No, she's not. Green made headlines again for using another Nazi analogy in opposing the Biden administration's coronavirus vaccination push. Basically, best for prominent members of Congress to try as much as possible to avoid Nazi comparisons, wouldn't you think? And there's also today a McConnell on the Senate floor speaking more seriously, and I think underlining the idea that it's far more constructive for Republicans to identify with cops than to attack them. Because, no, the House, the Capitol Police, who actually fought heroically to protect that Capitol on January 6th, they are not the Gestapo police. And nor are they even the gazpacho police. Senator McConnell spoke today effectively about, earlier this week he spoke, about the spike in crime and what needs to be done about it. This is clip 12.
It is not compassionate to let vulnerable kids grow up in war zones because Democrats feel guilty putting violent criminals behind bars where they belong. Neither is it compassionate to make innocent, law-abiding citizens across America, live in fear because liberal public servants won't do their jobs. The answer to this crime wave isn't slashing law enforcement budgets. It isn't replacing cops with social workers. And it isn't far-left gun grabbers coming after constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. Here's the answer. Elected officials need to drop the soft-on-crime nonsense and give innocent American families the protection they deserve.
Okay, that seems to me to be very solid. And one of the things that I know that they are planning to put on the table with these committees that are drawing up the Commitment to America, which will be this year's equivalent of the Contract with America, and one hopes with the same kind of success. Because it wasn't just the people who were elected in 1994 as part of that Gingrich revolution. It was the quality of those people. And let us hope that we get the same kind of quality candidates without bitter and utterly pointless primary races that only hurt the party and hurt the country. When we come back, how about helping the country with some uplifting entertainment? A romantic comedy with Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson, plus the latest Agatha Christie adaptation by Kenneth Branagh, and another oddball rom-com. That coming up on The MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael MedVet Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump.
especially over last month. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. The current national average for regular is $3.48 a gallon. The South and parts of the Midwest are seeing the cheapest prices. The West and Northwest are dealing with the most expensive gas. The White House is urging Americans to leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours, warning that they won't rescue civilians if Russia invades. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan adding,
"What we are saying is that we have a sufficient level of concern based on what we are seeing on the ground and what our intelligence analysts have picked up, that we are sending this clear message."
President Biden spending his weekend at Camp David. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the Michael Medved show, I'm not sure if it's a relief or if it's an outrage or how you would classify it. Apparently, President Biden has left for some time off for the weekend. And, I'm not sure where he's going this time. I know he made time yesterday for meeting with Billie Eilish and her family. It must have been some kind of, that's not a joke. Is this a joke? No, it's not a joke. It's the real thing. Some kind of summit conference. Today, we are reportedly on the verge of a major war in Europe. Some people say it could be the most devastating war on European soil since World War II. People are predicting perhaps over 1 million Ukrainian refugees. And how do you handle that? President Biden was asked that question about how he would handle the consequences of a war in Ukraine, which appears increasingly as if it's imminent. I hope that's wrong. But here's President Biden last night talking with Lester Holt of ABC, clip 8.
What scenarios would you put American troops to rescue and get Americans out?
They're not. That's a world war. When Americans and Russia start shooting at one another, we're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
Not even on behalf of simply evacuating Americans?
No. How do you do that? How do you even find them? This is not like I'm hoping that if, in fact, he's foolish enough to go in, he's smart enough not to, in fact, do anything that would negatively impact on American citizens.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
You've told him that you know, Americans would be a line that they can't cross?
Well, I didn't have to tell him that. I've spoken about that. He knows that.
Reassured? Then there's this about Biden responding to the Army's report about the disasters associated with the withdrawal from Afghanistan, not Biden's favorite subject or his strongest. Listen, clip three.
Withdrawal from Afghanistan. It interviewed many military officials and officers who said the administration ignored the handwriting on the wall. Another described trying to get folks in the embassy ready to evacuate, encountering people who were essentially in denial of this situation. Does any of that ring true to you?
No. No. That's not what I was told.
That you were told that the U.S. administration officials were prepared, they knew it was time to get out?
No, what I was told, no one told me that, look, there was no good time to get out. But if we had not gotten out, they acknowledged that we would have had to put a hell of a lot more troops back in. It wasn't just 2,000, 4,000. We would have to significantly increase the number of troops, and we were back in this war of attrition. And there was no way we were ever going to unite Iraq. Afghanistan. No way that was going to happen. And so this is a much wiser thing to do.
I just want to clarify, are you rejecting the conclusions or the accounts that are in this Army report?
Yes, I am.
So they're not true?
I'm rejecting them.
And talking about uniting Afghanistan, Iraq, Ukraine, this is not a good moment. I'll tell you another area in which it's not a good moment. I mentioned it earlier on the show. There's a piece today by Julie Bellas and John Lavis. I would love to get them on the air because I think this is important to pursue. They talk about the Joe Rogan scandal and controversy, and they say the best outcome of the scandal wouldn't be that Mr. Rogan was kicked off Spotify, at least not for the health bunk. It would seem his misleading COVID contents. It would be missing his misleading COVID content in context. It's just a tiny drop, they say, in the ocean of online health nonsense. Medical drivel has ballooned with the rise of streaming, e-commerce, and social media platforms. Unlike the anti-vaccine pamphlets that skeptics handed out centuries ago, people spreading erroneous information now and health advice today can instantly reach audiences of millions. To get a sense of the scale, take a stroll around the giant virtual health aisles at Amazon, which has more than 200 million subscribers and millions more customers who shop without subscriptions. Though that there, and then the aisles at Amazon, retailers hawk sedative drops, dopamine boosters, and metabolism boosters, all of which possess only dubious evidence for efficacy for their marketed uses. One supplement maker seems to imply it can help HPV vanish, while another purports to help cleanse and repair the liver. If you'd rather read harmful health gobbledygook, Amazon has plenty of that too. You can study a 2-week plan to kill HIV, a vaccine reappraisal from a doctor who promotes homeopathic medicine for childbirth, or The Truth About COVID-19, co-written by Joseph Merkula, an osteopathic physician whom researchers labeled the single worst spreader of COVID misinformation. Over at Netflix, there's Gwyneth Paltrow, a notorious peddler of dubious wellness claims, and the effectiveness of mediums, energy healing, and cold therapy. shares her Goop Lab with the platform's roughly 222 million subscribers. After Goop, you might watch a topsy-turvy nutrient documentary, What the Health, which features such overstated claims as drinking milk can exacerbate cancer risks and eating an egg a day is as dangerous as smoking. Smoking, of course, is one of the most dangerous it indulges these habits you can develop in terms of health or longevity. One of the things that they talk about here is not using the government to censor this stuff, but to try to deal with warning labels and basically to dissociate very powerful firms like Amazon from some of the material that they sell that can actually be profoundly damaging to people and dangerous. Today, we don't wait for musicians and other celebrities to protest dangerous drugs after people have died taking them. Drug makers are supposed to prevent harm by proving their products are safe and effective. They have proven they have to provide regulators with evidence for claims they want to make about products before they go to the market. The system isn't perfect, but it's certainly safer than it was a century ago. Freedom of expression remains intact, and the market works, and it probably works even better. This gives us hope that a new strategy can emerge for combating today's pseudoscience peddlers, just as one did for their predecessors. I mentioned the notorious Dr. John Romulus Brinkley, the goat gland doctor. He had his own radio station because he actually got thrown off other radio stations, and he was actually causing real pain to real people who got his surgery, which was mutilating and usually had exactly the opposite impact on people's intimate lives than what it was purported to. You don't want to have goat testicles implanted in you. No, that's not going to help your health or any aspect of your life. Now, movies are not meant to be healthy particularly, but sometimes they can be enjoyable and promote relaxation, a little bit of engagement, forgetting about your troubles. What about the three movies we have on order? And two of them kind of do that. We will get to that coming right up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Medved Show. If you have extra time this weekend beyond watching the big game, I think we're supposed to say, and again, a lot of people have been spoiled by the playoffs that had such sensationally exciting games, one after the other. Maybe that can continue with Cincinnati versus Los Angeles. We shall see. If you have any extra time, something else exciting and maybe profitable and maybe with all kinds of potential for you, check out the latest in the high-tech companies and startups and new developments in technology from our crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com. It's completely free. There is no obligation. You don't get put on any hectoring list. It's just informational and free. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd, and read about some of the latest and greatest. Meanwhile, the latest and greatest from Hollyweird. Okay, the biggest release is a release that's going to be streamed tonight on Peacock. And then I believe it continues streaming on Peacock after that. It features one of the greatest pop stars in the business, Jennifer Lopez. She is playing a pop star. What ingenious casting. And the pop star she plays is named not J-Lo, not Jennifer Lopez. Her name is Kit Valdez. And she is staging a gigantic concert, which is also going to be her wedding, with another pop star who's played by the Colombian pop star Maluma. But before they actually tie the knot on camera, something happens and she ends up choosing a stranger, a perfect stranger, who catches her eye in the audience. And it's played by Owen Wilson. The movie is called Marry Me. Listen.
It's 3 months. I don't even know her.
We both did this.
We have to embrace the spontaneity of the moment. I don't want to be the punchline.
What do I do?
Just stand and smile.
This is the most unbelievable thing that could ever happen in life.
Are you afraid she'll fall back in love with Bastion and dump you? I'd be afraid of that too.
We don't need to pretend. I don't fit.
Okay, no, he doesn't fit. He plays a math teacher in middle school. And an all-around nice guy with an aging and overweight bulldog. And the film is much better than it sounds. It's actually kind of enjoyable to watch. J-Lo is a genuine movie star where it's kind of fun to watch her, even with material that sort of stretches credulity. The relationship and the chemistry between them is actually pretty good. And there's also a fine supporting role by Sarah Silverman playing Owen Wilson's best friend who dragged him to the concert wedding at Madison Square Garden in the first place. Of course it's preposterous. Of course it's poppycock. Of course it's glamorization of kind of insanity. But it's a PG-13 rated, nothing too racy or disgusting. And it 2.5 stars for Marry Me. Now, there's another rom-com, romantic comedy, that's come out with two younger stars who are actually both quite good. And they're Jenny Slade, who you may know from, she voices a lot of cartoon voices. She was on Parks and Recreation briefly. And she is together with Charlie Day. Now, they're not big names. They play two people, 30-something, who have each both been dumped by their respective beloveds. And they develop a plan to not only get revenge, but to get their significant others back. The movie is called I Want You Back.
He was the love of my life.
Yeah, and is the love of mine. So what are we supposed to do?
We have to break them up.
That's crazy. We can't do that. How would we do that?
I will seduce Anne's boyfriend. Am I doing this right? You will friendship seduce Noah.
What about your ex?
Really funny.
Was she funny?
Can I tell you a little secret about being an adult? All just pretending that we know what we're doing, and we're hoping that we don't screw it up.
Okay, considering the material, and again, a fairly far-fetched premise, the film has its moments. The cast is talented. By the way, Clint Eastwood's son, Scott, plays the handsome trainer who is the dumper who Jenny Slade is trying to win back. But there's a very difficult problem with this film that I think will interfere with anyone's enjoyment of it, which is that these people are not only sort of lightweight, insubstantive, hard-to-believe characters who are working on this plot to win their beloveds back, but they're engaged in all kinds of very much R-rated activity. Like taking ecstasy with underage girls, 17-year-old girls that they just met at a bar at one point. And then a big part of the plot is one of the conspirators trying to involve other people in a threesome that doesn't come off and isn't exciting or racy or stimulating at all. It's just kind of crude. And it's sort of too bad because, again, the plot and the idea of a brokenhearted finding, and you can, by the way, predict what's going to happen and who's going to end up with whom pretty easily from the beginning. 2 stars for I Want You Back, and you may not demand your money back, particularly if you see it streaming on Amazon Prime, which is where it's available now. Death on the Nile is the biggest Hollywood venture that is on offer this week, and it's a follow-up for one of the favorites for winning Best Picture is Belfast, that was directed and written and did not feature him on camera, but it was for Kenneth Branagh. Kenneth Branagh this time is making his second installment in the Agatha Christie Hercule Poirot detective movie. And what happens in this one is it's 1937, and a bunch of upper crust and eccentric British aristocrats are going on a vacation together to celebrate the marriage of a wealthy heiress. But something terrible happens, and that means that Hercule Poirot must solve the crime. Listen.
Have you ever loved so much, been so possessed by jealousy, that you might kill? The crime is murder. The murderer is one of you.
I don't feel safe here. I don't feel safe with any of that.
I am Detective Hercule Poirot, and I will deliver your killer.
Okay, of course... he does, ultimately. And the supporting cast is fine. Tom Bateman is there. Gal Gadot plays a central character, an heiress who is just celebrating her rather ill-considered wedding to Armie Hammer. And the scenes that are sort of created of a paddle boat going down the Nile River are very scenic. The camera work is gorgeous, and the movie creates enough characters, but actually too many characters is the biggest problem. Problem with Death on the Nile is they set up, as all Agatha Christie mysteries do, so many different alternatives for Hercule Poirot to sort through. The film is PG-13. Of course, it is there because it's about murder. And there's some steamy sexual references. Three stars, and basically because it's visually splendid, particularly if you end up seeing it in theaters, which is where it's playing, this is one of those films that has enough grandeur to it as the previous Kenneth Branagh, Agatha Christie, Hercule Poirot film did. That was Murder on the Orient Express, which was a pretty substantial hit 5 years ago. By the way, the I Want You Back is definitely rated R. Coming up on Monday, we will know the answer of a question for the ages. Will the war in Ukraine upstage the gridiron war between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Los Angeles Rams? We'll know on Monday. We also should know something more about the outcome of Sarah Palin's counterattack on the New York Times. She testified, Times reporters testified. Who's right? We'll let you know Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.